This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for 4 hours today to answer all your gardening questions. We'll talk everything gardening today. If you guys have any questions, you can call us here at 855-660-4261. Now, it's a bit chilly out there. It's 31 degrees this morning. We kind of got spoiled all of most of the fall so far. Haven't really had a frost. And now we're starting to get them back-to-back nights. I know yesterday when I woke up, it was 31 degrees. Today it's 31. It's a bit cold. Time to get the blankets out and get ready for what's to come. You know, there's a hint of... I've heard a four-letter word coming, snow. Yikes. I don't think it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't. We'll see. We'll see what time will tell. The 10-day forecast already has it in it. But as we know here in New England, a 10-day forecast changes every, 5 minutes. So could happen, could be different. We'll see what happens. During the day, we're still going to be warm, still going to be in the 50s, some 40s here, but still some time. If you haven't done anything, get some of the garden finished up. I know this past week with all the rain, leaves are just falling everywhere. I want to say, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I got the blower out and did as much as I could. And then the next day it was back to the way it was, except it was all just new leaves. It was frustrating, but it was like, all right, we're getting into that time frame. But you start thinking about, you see the forecast and you see possible snow, then you're saying, oh no, I gotta get all the leaves done. I gotta get this. I gotta get that. I gotta get that. You know, we're kind of rushing things, but it's a good thing we've been talking about preparing for the winter, getting things ready, so far this year. So hopefully you're getting ready. You're ahead of me at least with some of the leaves, but, I know it's hard to because the leaves just continue to fall, for the next couple weeks too. So it's it'll be a nice day out there to get out there and get a few things done and get as many of those leaves up, clean up the beds. If you have some perennials that you haven't cut back yet, get those all cleaned up, get them ready for the winter. If the mulch hasn't popped up over some of those areas, some of those smaller perennials that you've cut back, it's time to get that done. I know that with this warm weather, our gardens, vegetable gardens have been producing longer and just continuously producing. So, with these couple frosts we've had in the past couple days is going to put a damper on that. Certain, cold crops obviously will stay, but, I know the Brussels sprouts is one that will stay very long into the cold weather. I know, I want to say maybe like 5 years ago at this point, my father was actually picking Brussels sprouts out of the garden on Christmas Day. So that's, you know, those are ones that will stick around. But your others, you know, some of your tomatoes, your peppers, your squashes, etc., have probably already started to die back. One of the things I want to suggest, and we've talked about it a million times, I probably have talked about it a little bit too much, but thinking about instead of ripping out the plants, just cutting them back to ground level and leaving the root system into the soil, leaving, you know, any of the microbes, anything you've been doing, you've been fertilizing all season, and it's really been building up that root system, and that root system is just is going everywhere. Now, I, you know, definitely suggest leaving it there, because when you rip that out of the ground, you're ripping not only the microbes, the fertilizer, everything. You're just disturbing that soil a little bit to the point where, if you were to leave it next year, that root system is already helping it, so you're going to allow next year's plants to be a little bit stronger and better. So, something to think about. I know I've talked about it a lot, but we're right at that time when we're putting everything away and getting cleaned, if you haven't already. You know, it's definitely something to be thinking about. You know, I know it's going to be darker earlier now with daylight savings happening overnight. You know, I used to think it was the best day, get an extra hour of sleep. Then I had kids, and my youngest has been up since 5 this morning. Actually, it was about 4:45, because she normally gets up about 5:45. So she's been up for a while. So that daylight savings time, it usually gives you that extra hour, but it gets darker earlier. But, you know, like I said, I used to love it. Not so much. But she'll get another nap in, like the rest of us. So, it's going to get darker earlier, so you're going to have to get out there and get things done a little bit earlier. Now, one of the things we can be thinking about doing is, with the temperatures, you know, dropping, our evergreens need to start getting taken care of for the winter. You know, we talk about spraying them with different products, and Wiltproof is one of those products. It's a very proven product. It's an antitranspirant. It's been around since 1950, so we're looking at about 70 years at this point. It protects plants against cold, drying winds of winter and hot, drying winds of summer. Protects plants when roots are frozen in winter, depriving them of their normal moisture intake as well as during periods of drought. And protects and extends life of Christmas trees and wreaths by reducing moisture loss, which results in needle drop and browning. It comes in multiple sizes. A ready-to-use quart trigger spray, 1 quart concentrate, a 1 gallon concentrate, and for those really large yards, or the commercial style, 5 gallon concentrate. You know, it's something that you can actually spray when the temperatures are 32 or higher. So not at this very moment, but a little bit later today, you'll be able to spray it. And it's definitely ideal for all of your evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, your laurels, and again, your Christmas trees and wreaths. That's Wiltproof. It's a great product. If you want to go to their website, it's www.wiltproof.com. To get more information or check out your local garden center. They definitely will have it. It's been around forever. And again, you know, this is an organic product as well. It's non-hazardous and biodegradable, so it is safe for your plants out there and for your pets, etc., if they were to get on it. So definitely something to be looking at for this year. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I've got an interview today at 8 o'clock with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. And next week we got a few more. We'll be bringing back CN from D&D Commodities, talking with us a little bit about birding. Best time of year to be doing that is now. Now, my father was a proven... he really knew what he was doing when it came to birding. I, on the other hand, never got into that as much as he did, but always wanted to, and been working with known CN for a number of years. And we're bringing back some information from her. Basically, anybody who wants to, you know, start a bird feeder, you know, start feeding the birds from the beginning all the way to your expert. And we'll go over that next week, but that'll be pretty fun to be learning about. So I look forward to that. A lot of good stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. Been trying to plan out a few things here and there. So definitely stay tuned, not just today, but every Sunday. And, you know, we'll definitely help you out with any gardening questions. You know, at this point, we're doing a lot of fall cleanups, getting everything ready for next year. So, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, insects out there on the outside. There's going to be some on the inside with your, you know, your house plants, etc. So those are some things we can talk about. You know, we can talk about a lot of different products that you'd like to use or see. But bringing in your house plants is probably already started if you haven't already with this frost coming. So we'll talk about what you can do on the inside. But give us a call at 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Come complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, this is a time of the year where obviously we're working on getting everything indoors if we haven't already. But we start thinking more about tropical houseplants or just houseplants in general. And getting a few things in, and going forward, I do have to say our newsletter that we put out weekly is going to have a lot more information in regards to those. This most recent newsletter has a few different houseplants for you. One's the Hartleaf Philodendron, and we got a pothos information in there. And then we have the weeping ficus, and then as my father wrote in the article, the big brother, the rubber plant. If you look at a ficus, you know, the regular the ficus tree, it's got that very small leaf, only a couple inches. Whereas if you go to the rubber plant, the leaves are about 6-8 inches wide, long, about 4 inches wide. So, hence the name of the big brother for the rubber plant. But, you know, our newsletters each year have a lot of great information. And it's not just each year, it's each week. We try to put out a few different articles on there. This one that came out on Thursday, the last article in there is about fall houseplant care and what to do, when to do it. And there's, you know, a few things that you should be doing. You want your plants to acclimate to the move indoors. And there's a few things you can really do to them to make sure that when they come in, they acclimate nice and easy. We're kind of at the point where it's a bit cold outside, so hopefully you've already brought them in. But if you... we're acclimating them and not ready yet. Here's a few things that you should be doing. what I like to always do before I bring in any plant, and if you've brought it in already tonight, you know, that's going to be fine to do later in the day, is basically cleaning the plant out, spraying it with some sort of insecticide to make sure nothing's hiding in it. A lot of organic insecticides can be used at this point. Your insecticidal soaps, your oils, Captain Jack's is another one. Those three, what I like to do is spray the plants down before I bring them inside to make sure any of the insects that were outside aren't coming in. Again, I know that it's been cold, so some of these insects really aren't as active, but maybe they've kind of got into the where the leaf will actually hit the stem and kind of hide in that little crotch area where you can't see anything. So maybe that's something to be doing, to be looking at. Another thing to be doing pre-bringing it in is if you're looking to get the, you know, into a new container or that same exact container. One of the things that the article that my father wrote actually talks about is washing the container and taking care of any of the, you know, potential insect eggs or fungus spores that are on the container because of this temperature change. So, you know, you don't only just wash the plant. If there's a saucer involved, you wash the saucer. Basically, what you're looking to do is it's a very mild bleach, soap, and water bath. You know, mix that water together and wash down the container before it comes inside. It's one of those, if you can take the pot off, great. If you can't, well, you know, that's not something that you have to worry about. You can just wash down the outside of it, but you don't really want to do that as much because that bleach, if it gets into some of the root system there, just might be hurting them. Another thing that you can be doing when it comes to the foliage of the plant, get a nice soft cloth in warm water and a little bit of Dawn dish soap. And Dawn will actually clean the leaves, get anything that's on there. You know, take a look for like the hard bumps, hard spots or bumps on there. Those could be scale. Just cleaning them up. The Dawn will be fine. It's not going to hurt them. So there's a few other things we can talk about on the other side of the break. But this is just the beginning of bringing your houseplants in and what you can do to make sure you're going to be successful inside and you're not going to bring those insects inside with you. So we're going to go to a break. When we get back, we'll be more of that. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new national poll finds four of the White House hopefuls are emerging in the Democratic race with less than 100 days to the Iowa caucuses. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads the Washington Post ABC News poll with 28%, followed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 23%, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 17%, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 9%. None of the other candidates polls above 2%. President Trump telling reporters yesterday he's not worried about the impeachment inquiry.
The Republicans have never been this unified. I'm at the highest level I've ever been at, but the Republicans have never been this unified. And this whole impeachment scam, that's exactly what it is. It's a scam. It's a hoax.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were just talking about bringing your houseplants in, and a lot of you have probably already done this. But here's something to think about. Since you've already brought them in, let's talk about cleaning them up and making sure any of the insects aren't there. We talked about cleaning the pot and then using some Dawn dish soap to clean the leaves. What you're also looking for, not just the, you know, the hard spots or bumps, look for any of the webbing, your spider mites. Those are a big problem if you bring them inside the house. They easily jump from one plant to the next. So that's something to really be thinking about. And what you want to do is you want to allow that soapy water mix to sit on the foliage for about 15 to 30 minutes after you've taken any of the bigger problems out of there. Get into those crevices and the stem of the plant and every leaf and branch. Then once that 15 to 30 minutes has happened, that's when you want to spray off any of the soapy mixture off the plant. A lot of these things you're doing indoors. Maybe it's in, at this point, maybe it's in a garage or it's on an outdoor patio, the all seasons porch, that type of thing where you can actually spray some of these things. There's a few things, you would do. Like I said, you'd want to wash off the soapy mixture so it's not just sitting on the plants. But if you're, once you've brought it inside or getting it ready to go inside, there's one thing I really think you should be doing into the soil. If you're repotting, it's a lot easier because you're adding new soil and you can mix this in. But if it's an old plant that you're just bringing in with the pot itself, you're going to have to work this into the soil. This product is a systemic granular insect control from Bonide. I believe it says houseplant systemic insect control on it. And, This is one that you don't want to use on edible plants because you don't want this. This isn't an organic insecticide. This is more of a synthetic. But it's a lot of things, a lot of your house plants that you're bringing in, you really want to get it in there because it will actually kill aphids, white flies, leaf miners, mealybugs, scale, and mites. So that's something that systemically is going to be nice and easy to get in there and really help get rid of that. One of the bigger things that you start to see is the fungus gnats. Fungus gnats, you think they're like little fruit flies, flying around the house, and you're just sitting there going, you know, where's the fruit? Where, you know, I didn't have a banana here, or this wasn't here. Something like myself, I know my kids have fruit every day, multiple meals a day, so it's like, all right, where'd the kids put it this time? But this fungus gnat, like I said, looks like that fruit fly, but it's definitely not beneficial for your plants. It's going to fly around. It's going to actually take some of the life out of the plant. So it's called a fungus gnat, and that's where this systemic granular was going to help you. If it gets a little bit too much, you can use an all seasons oil after you wash the plant to just really protect it going in. We're talking about getting it ready to be in your house. You know, outdoors having insects is one thing, and it's like, okay, they're out there. You know, if I don't get them, they're still outside. Where when you're bringing in house plants, if they have insects and they're inside, you're kind of like, ah, all right, it's inside my house. So just thinking about things to protect you from the indoors. Obviously, these insects aren't going to bite you, but they're pests. They're, you know, easy to manage, and that's why we want to follow some of these steps. From there, you know, once you bring the plant in, use a nice houseplant fertilizer from Espoma. They have some great ones. Place that plant near a window. You know, during the fall and winter months, you should basically cut back your fertilizing to half the amount, half that normal amount. This is basically due to short day length and the decrease in the intensity of the sunshine. The sun is, you know, not as high. It's not out there as long, so you're not having as much heat from there. So that's something to be thinking about. Just a couple other things you can be doing, worrying about, you know, your watering. It's not going to be as... the demand is not going to be there as much as it is outside, obviously. You know, you're indoors. It's a different time of year. Sun's obviously not as hot. One of the things you should be looking to do is putting your finger into the soil to see, you know, is there moisture in there? If you do feel moisture, wait on watering it. If you don't start to feel moisture, and you can always obviously tell when a plant's really dry, the soil goes from like that, you know, darker brown, almost black, to a light brown when it's really dry. You know, certain plants obviously don't need as much water during those times. Certain do. So take a look at that. It really is going to depend on how warm you keep your house. If you keep your house cool, then the watering is not going to be needed as much. If you keep it nice and warm, nice hot, it's probably going to need it a little bit more. It's almost thinking that it's still outside, etc. One other thing to be thinking about when you bring the plants inside, keep them away from drafty windows and doors. Ones that, you know, open and close often, that can really affect it. Definitely, and a lot of you already know this, but plants that require the most amount of sunshine, make sure they're facing a south or southwest window. The ones that don't need as much, you can go towards the east or north-facing windows. So those are a few things to be thinking about. We can go over a few more things as the weeks go by, but I think this is definitely something to be thinking about. We definitely have a lot of good information on there. Definitely something to be thinking about. Now with, we talked about bringing in the plants and fertilizing. And what I want you to do is give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. It's available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see a video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. I heard we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in New Hampshire.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Having a big problem with moles for a few years now, and I just really haven't done much about it. But, I mean, they've eaten, I think, like hundreds of dollars of our plants, and they're doing a number on the lawn, and I don't know, I tried a trap, and it didn't work. I tried, I think a couple of years ago, I tried those little gummy worms, and they didn't work, and we're having a huge problem, and we got to get rid of these things, and I'm hoping not just to move them or not to move them, but to get rid of them permanently, to kill them, you know, so I'd give you a call.
Okay. So, you know, there's a couple ways to do it, to get rid of the moles. One of them is to repel them and move them away. There are products out there that contain castor oil that are ones that want to push them out. That product is called Mole Max. Mole Max is a repellent and pushes them away. If you're looking to get rid of them and have them not come back, obviously, there's a product out there called Mole Tox. It's actually a mole tox, so it's M-O-L-E-T-O-X.
Okay.
It's a bonide product, and this is a poison for moles and gophers. We're worrying about the moles, obviously. But the best way to do this is, so obviously moles have huge runways of where they actually live. And so if you go and get this product, the Mole Tox, I don't want you to put it down right away. What I want you to do is tonight find as many of the tracks or the holes that you've seen where the moles come out. You can kind of tell because they're a little bit raised in areas. And I want you to step on everything that you can find. Okay?
Yeah.
Reason being with this is they don't use all of their tunnels. They move into an area, and then they're going to be active in that side. So what will happen is you'll go out tonight, you'll push all the holes down. Tomorrow morning, when you get up, you'll walk out, and you'll see where those mole holes are active. They're going to be like little volcanoes that have popped up. So that's where you're going to use the Mole Tox, so you can be right in the area of where they're active. So you're not just throwing this in random different spots. You're getting it right to where they are.
Yeah.
So that's the best way to do it for the killer. Again, this is a product that will kill the moles. So something to be looking at. It's a bonide product. They come in a small package, like an 8-ounce, and then they have a pound product. So that's definitely it's a granular.
I'm sorry for interrupting. So maybe get it out of Blue Seal Feeds or something like that, or an Agway?
They should. An Agway should have this, or a local garden center, because it's at what this is part of the Revenge line of products that Bonide has, which the Revenge line that you might think of is like the mice, the mouse and rat traps, the rat poisons, etc. So this has that. So this is something to be looking at there. But if you can't find it there, you can actually go on to bonide.com to find a retailer near you who would have it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're really doing a job. I mean, just a number on this, taking over the yard. I mean, you know, the grassy area is probably, I don't know, around 5,000 square feet. And I've seen them in the front of the yard, and I've seen them all the holes all the way in the back of the yard. And I'm like, holy smokes, I just don't see anything like it. You know, you can't plant anything anymore. You can't plant any perennials because, you know, again, they'll kill them. We had a whole garden killed, or hostas that we had put in a few years ago, and the next year there was one left. And
wow.
Yeah, and they've wiped out a lot of flocks, and yeah, causing a lot of problems. I've never seen anything like it. But I'll look into the mold talks, and hopefully that'll do the trick. And
One other thing to be doing in the spring is to actually—that's when you should be applying this Mold Max as the repellent.
Okay.
They actually say to start that early, around when you're doing your. Close to your second step for the lawn, and it'll actually last for a couple months in there. So definitely something to think about for the spring as well. So it's almost like a 1-2 punch to keep them out of there.
Right. All right. Thanks a lot, Patrick. I appreciate it.
All right, Peter. Have a great one. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist those two will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty and Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. You know, I have a problem with my rock garden. Years ago, my sister gave me a plant, and it was she called it Snow on the Mountain. But I've been checking the name, and I think it's Scout Weed or Bishop's Weed. And I planted it in the rock garden, and it has absolutely taken over the rock garden. And it has runners, so no matter how many times I cut it back, I never completely get rid of it. So I'm hoping you can give me the name of a product that actually kills these runners.
Okay, so one of the problems with that is if we're going to kill the runners, some of those are still attached to the plant. We could kill the whole plant itself, unfortunately.
Oh, I want to kill the plant.
Okay, well, if you want to kill the plant, then
everything in the rock garden.
Because it's
now the gout weed or the bishop's weed.
Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure because I didn't want to just kill, you know. Just
I know.
I'd like to make sure. I don't want to all of a sudden everything's dead.
I know. So. I had some columbine, but I took out the columbine and planted it elsewhere. So now I have nothing in the rock garden except this weed.
Okay. Now, so there are some organic weed killers out there, but you need to have the temperatures 40 or above to really be working. There's
right.
A product called Burnout from Bonide.
Oh, okay.
So that one.
saw that in the on the internet with the Bonide, right?
Yep, it's a Bonide product, and what it does is you spray the plant, and you need it to be sunny because the sun. So what this product does is it burns the outer layer of the leaf, and then it exposes it to the sun, and then from there,
should I cut the leaves all back before I do this? Would that be a good idea?
So you can do that. One of the ways that you could do that would make it a little bit more successful is if you cut the plant back, not all the way to the ground, because you want to have a little bit of a stem there.
Right,
use the product and use a paintbrush and paint the stem right after you've cut it. Because what has happened is it's opened up all its pores, and you want everything to go to that base and kill to the root system.
Right.
Now, if you're looking for something a little bit heavier, you can use the product Cleanup from Bonide. That one is a synthetic product. What you can do is you can buy it in a small quart, and you can do it in the same way where you use the paintbrush. So you're not actually spraying it all over the place. You're not getting it into the wind or anything like that. You cut the plant back, and then you put it right on that fresh cut. It'll absorb into the plant because the plant's trying to heal itself, trying to get that callus, but this is going to go into it and get deeper into the root system and kill it that way. Or you can spray over the top with either one of those products, but the quicker, safer, easier way is to cut the plant back, leave a little bit of that stem, and then get right to that part of it.
Oh, that would be great. I want to kill it because it has taken over the rock garden, and I can't plant any pretty flowers in the rock garden now, you know?
No, definitely. So what you want to make sure it's 40 degrees or warmer to be doing this. Right now it's a little chilly here in Lowell.
If it's a sunny day, and it get up to 40.
So it's looking like today and tomorrow are going to be pretty sunny and get up to about 50. You can go, if you wanted to, you can go to the Mahoney's in Tewksbury. I know that they have both of those products.
That's where I would go. Yeah. Yep. So do you think they'll have either one of those?
They will, yes. They definitely should.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem, Betty. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to come to a break here in about 30 seconds. I know I do have another call in the line. So if you could just hang tight for me on the other side of the break, we'll get to you. Our phone number for all of those who want to call in to get online is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we can talk a lot more about gardening. We've got 3 more hours to go, so give us a call. We got open lines. The other side of the break will help you out. We'll be right back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.